Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for December 6th, 2022, almost there to 2023. I am your host, Joe McElvain, and with me is Sean Allen. Say hello, Sean.
Hello.
And we are about to get into our auto-generated agenda for today. We have in the RFC's repo an issue ticket 205, standard stream error reporting mechanism. Let's see. This had some discussion during last week's sync. And there was another comment added just after our kind of comment, or the comment I added during sync. This is the person is basically saying they think that having the number of bytes written could also be useful, which yes. I could see why that could be useful.
But that would not work through the mechanism that they have here, because it appears that they seem to be thinking, if I understand this correctly, that bytes written could somehow be updated, right? Because this is, I see. This is a receiver of it. We would have the stream and the bytes written. Okay, never mind. Yep. Got it.
Okay. So there's probably things you would want to adjust about that approach, but the number of bytes written is an interesting point.
I've been thinking about this. I think that the current standard stream, I think there's some, the standard stream is somewhat interesting here, but providing a way for people to be able to open or use standard error and standard out while using a different printing library, I think would be a good and handy thing. Right. Like there's tons of features that you might want to have in a printing library, you know, for just sending stuff to standard error, standard out. And we don't really need all of those for everybody. Different APIs could make sense for different folks. I think that if there was a means of making it so that you can easily open standard error, standard out, perhaps starting from in and out. Right. That could be useful. And then people could do whatever they want with it.
Wait, when you talk about like open standard in, standard out, like what is that? Or sorry, to open them, what does that mean?
To be able to use them without going through ENV in and ENV out. ENV error, ENV and VNV out.
Okay.
Open in the most hand wavy finger quote sort of thing.
Yeah. So, I have done a little bit of thinking about things sort of like that. But I mean, you wouldn't.
The general thing is we're never going to create a one size fits all thing. And for people who want more advanced things like caring about the number of bytes that were written or error reporting mechanisms, of which these are different levels of possible caring. But I mean, what is the likelihood of standard out having an error or standard error having an error? It's highly low, you know, like, requiring people to do something in order to have that, right? Okay, so we could find a default, but there are just growing levels of things that in the interface that somebody wants might not be the interface that another person wants. And ideally, much like in the way that you can provide your own networking library that you could write using functionality that's in the runtime, I think it would be nice to be able to do stuff like this over the top as well.
Yeah. I have not nailed down all the details of this, but I've been experimenting. I mean, not recently, but with like ideas related to sort of like the Lori style inversion of control. And how that fits into things like standard in. Standard in is interesting, right? Because it's almost like a global thing that you need to acquire. And so in my experimentation, standard out and standard error would be a similar thing, right? Like you would not want more than one actor to be like kind of directly writing to those file descriptors, right? That would be a bad thing. Same with standard in. And like that's kind of why they're centralized in the ENV right now. But something I had been experimenting with and not really fully figured out yet is a mechanism with where ENV would have, or like, you know, the ambient authority route, however you want to think about that, would have a facility that could create, it could be a central manufacturing place for single tokens, where a single token is like a, well, it's not a great name, it's a stupid name, but the core point is that it's like a capability that you can acquire, and there's only one creator, there's only one issuer of, I think I was actually calling it a ticket. There's only one issuer of this like single use ticket or single ticket. And you have to get it issued by the ENV, but then once you hold that ticket, which could like, for example, be an ISO, once you hold that ticket, you now have the authority to basically open the standard in stream, or in this case, the standard out or standard error stream as like separate tickets. And so you could open that stream however you wanted and kind of put it into the sort of Lorry style IO engine-ish thing that runs inside your own actor, and you can do sort of as complex or as, you know, simplified IO as you want with that engine, but it's sort of somewhat generic engine. And at some point you might be done with the standard in stream and you could, you know, destroy that actor in order to recapture the ticket. Or I guess you can't destroy an actor, but you could disable it by removing a field that was, you know, an optional field, and make it unable to do anything. To extract the ticket back out and pass it to something else that wanted to use that single use ticket. And in the meantime, the ENV would refuse to issue any more copies of that ticket. So like what I was trying to think through is how would it look to let somebody open their own version of standard in without resorting to like FFI, like what kind of safe API could be built around that? And that's kind of what I spiraled out from.
So I put a little note on this that we had a conversation about this, just very hand wave, high level, right? And that if people wanted to get more full details, they could come listen to this recording, because I think putting the full details on this particular issue would be pulling it off track. But it does open up, just for anybody who's really interested in this one, it is a pointer that there was something else there. And I'm going to remove the discuss during sync on this now.
Sounds good.
Yes, I like the general direction that you're going there. And I think that, you know, I think that would be a better approach than trying to build a one size fits all API for standard stream. Because, yeah, I just don't think we're going to have it. And it'd be better to allow different. Yeah. Anyway. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. There's just like, there's a lot of rough edges to smooth over when you're talking about building like a generic kind of IO engine that can handle different forms of IO in a way that's in a class rather than an actor, so that you can encapsulate it in an actor, like that sort of thing. It gets, as you know, with Lorry, like, you know, Lorry is kind of trying to do a subset of that. And I've been experimenting with other subsets of that. And there's just a lot to deal with. There's a lot going on. Okay. Let's take a look at the in the Pony C repo, pull request 4269. Reduce stress test duration. Let's see. Okay, so basically we're Cirrus is running us less because we take longer, or they're delaying us more to run.
No, we're actually getting preempted.
Okay.
During runs, which rarely happened when it was at 20 minutes, but happens fairly regularly at 40 minutes.
Preempted means they're pausing us or kicking us off.
The instance gets repurposed for somebody else.
Okay.
Because we run all these in the community cluster, and resources will be taken from the community cluster as needed for paying customers.
Okay. Makes sense.
And when we do releases, we are a paying customer, but we're not for these sorts of things.
Right. Okay. Going to mark as approved.
Oh, yes, I forgot to put any reviewers on it. Probably because I was just thinking about, oh, yes, well, this will get done during a sick. So, okay, merged.
All right, let's take a look at issue ticket in the Pony C repo 4268. Pony C psych faults when applying traits or interfaces via type. This was within the last 24 hours. As you wrote, it's a crash right now, but it should be a compilation error. But you say the error message isn't particularly good.
Based on the backtrace, it looks like there's something in check auto recover new ref, which is not expecting that, but it gets here.
Right.
Okay. And goes kaboom. And once that's fixed, I suspect we'll look at it and still go, the error message here is not that great. Like, well, for the trait one here, really, this the minimal example program will never compile. Even if you fix the crash, it won't compile, because then neither Crate Mover 9000 and Crate Mover 9001 actually implements the trait, which it says where this thing has to be Crate Mover 9000 or Crate Mover 9001, and it has to implement this trait. Well, that type right there is unfulfillable in the current program. And so, you know, it would be nice to have error message run up. That's a separate thing. Yeah.
Why is it unfulfillable in the current program?
Because primitive Crate Mover 9000 and Crate Mover 9001 do not implement the trait that it says this type is either Crate Mover 9000 and Crate Mover 9001, and it's this trait.
But it looks like they both do have a string. Which part's missing? They have a string method that returns string val.
It's not an interface. It's a trait.
Oh, a trait. Sorry. Yep. Yep.
Therefore, okay. Nope.
Makes sense.
It crashes with interface as well, right? But the fun part is that if you make this, the trait or the interface a val, then this doesn't crash, and then you get a compilation error, or it works depending on your particular.
Because we're saying, if you don't make it val, then we're saying it's this type, you know, the 9000 val or 9001 val, and it's the mover function's ref, which is a nonsensical type union.
And it's trying to do an auto recover on the new ref and blowing up because of something in that code.
I wonder if we should fail with a sooner compilation error with for a nonsensical type union where you say something val and something ref.
Oh, that one is actually in theory fine. You can use it in some situations, but it's kind of dumb.
But what would be the situation?
So you could return something that actually satisfies both. because Tran Hat and ISO Hat both satisfy them. But that's okay. A dumb way to write it. Yeah. We can just turn that back on. I actually turned that off because, or in certain situations.
Yeah, I see. It's ISO Hat is an example of the both, yes.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's mostly that, hey, if you change this to Val, it doesn't go down the kaboom path anymore, right? So the kaboom path is very definitely related to the type here expecting a ref and going through the check auto recover new ref.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because you think the first thing it does is check whether it's nominal, but I guess that's not quite enough.
That is not what it is doing there, right? Like I look at it going, huh? Well, I think one of the first things should be say is, hey, your create mover model is never going to have a single type. It is this. But yeah, for the first one. Anyway, I popped the disgust during sync off of it. I think, you know, somebody can take a look and fix the actual kaboom.
Great. Looking next, I'm going to skip over the release 0.52.3.
Yep, I forgot to remove that.
Going to 42.65, Visual Studio 2019 build tools installed with VS 2022 in. Installer, unable to link, no VC bears. Okay, so Gordon responded with a question for the poster, and I'm gonna, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Do we have a label for like needs response from the OP?
No,
I don't think we have.
I'll just drop the needs, you know.
Okay.
And the once a year thing when I go through and clean stuff out, it would get closed if the person hasn't like. Responded by then.
Okay. Taking a look now at 42.57. Finalizers aren't run for actors in a cycle when Pony No Block is used. I think, have we discussed this? No, I don't think we've discussed this.
No, yet. We have not. This is a fun one. Bug's been around for a while.
Don't go through the teardown procedure for actors in a cycle. We just noticed that we've hit quiescence and exit the program. Okay. So depending on what your finalizer does, that could be important.
It could be. I think that's a bug.
Anything you want to discuss about this during sync?
Nope. It took me far too long to figure out what was going on for this. But yeah. I figured it out. That's about all I can say is, oop, yeah, nope.
Okay, we have issue ticket 4244. You can obtain a vowel from a box via recover. I'm going to change that to from a box field because that helps it be more specific. I think Jason, you said you were going to maybe take a look at this, but you weren't sure when you were going to get to it.
Jason, true? You are muted if you were speaking. Or you might have said.
Whoops, muting. Yeah, I have not gotten to that at all. I've been fairly busy, but I will get to that right.
I'm going to put you as an assignee.
Okay.
And for now, I'm going to pull the help wanted off of it. If anything changes with that, then we can... pull you off as an assignee and put the help wanted back on, but yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. So we have issue ticket 4222. This one, it's only activity. The only activity is Gordon has been continuing to work on the pull requests related to this. This is modify libponyc test runner to be able to run each test in LDB/debugger.
I'm going to take the discuss during sync. It's we just never took it off 21 days ago. We got added when we left a comment. When I left a comment, and it was just never taken off. So I'm taking that off. Yep.
Issue ticket 4102, memory leak when val parameter implements ISO parameter trait.
This is just a little conversation between you and I, where I noted that the hack fix for 1118 fixed this, but when we do a non-hack, but without the hack fix, it doesn't, was the conversation.
Yes. Yes, and even in the very first iteration of bringing back the optimization, it will come back. Why does it? I'm forgetting why it leaks memory. Oh, because
the
going through a trait that's ISO being traced as a val. We don't do the correct tracing. Okay.
Yep, and it just so happens with the very first one. I think it's important to have that on the conversation there, where if somebody happened to come along and go, oh, this no longer is the thing, for when we're in a state before we do the first bit of optimization, right?
Yes.
That we don't want to close it. So.
Right. Okay. Let's look at 3658, crash with if type and generic constraint. Adrian, let's comment, did some grunt work in GDB that might be helpful. This is the sequence of calls in the loop in execution order with the first two AST args for each.
And I'm going to take the discuss during sync off of this in a minute, but Jason went through this and with a tiny bit from me on this at office hours 2 weeks ago. And I think Adrian might end up coming out of that with a fix.
All right. Very nice.
And I will put a note to that effect.
Okay. We have a ticket 2792, failure during type checking of loops that jump away. For anyone reading along, jumping away means that basically the control flow has some kind of a like early return or something like an error that gets raised out to an external context that error is basically an early return as far as control flow goes, that takes us out of the loop without the loop actually having a value. So let's see. Sean, 20 days ago, gave an example program.
All right, which one are we on?
2792, failure during type checking of loops that jump away.
Oh, wow, I don't remember doing this at all, but there you go. I did a little bit of investigation, it would appear. Okay, I'm going to put I'm going to put needs investigation on this some more and take the discuss during sync off. All right.
I'm kind of curious about this a little bit. I'm going to copy the example that you put into the Pony Playground. Because I'm curious what error you were getting. Okay. Oh, so interesting. Yeah. So 20 days ago, you posted an example where it says that the env.out.print statement is unreachable, which is funny because it's not. And you think it's trying to say that the implicit none is unreachable, but it's pointing to the wrong line, which is strange.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is what it's actually doing, is it's saying that the nun is unreachable. That's the error in that case, for the first example, for his example of error. That's what's happening there, and I don't know how to address that. For the other one, the other example requires more investigation to figure out where the null is bubbling up from. Yeah, I remember that. I remember the nun thing now. Yeah.
Do we have a type that in the compiler? Do we have a type that represents that it jumped away?
There's the might jump away, and there's definitely the might jump away. I think there is the actual jump. There's an actual jumps away as well.
Yeah, but those are separate flags, not types, yeah. Right? There's no.
Sorry.
Bottom type.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. Is like, do we have a type to represent that case, or is it meant to be represented as null?
Oh, are we talking about the second one here?
Yeah, now I'm talking about the second one. The first one's just weird, but yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Is null actually the correct value there, or do we have a different way to represent this kind of case where it's like as Jason was saying, it's kind of a bottom type or TypeScript, they call it never when it jumps away.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out if we have that type.
I don't believe that one currently exists. It probably it is sort of the quote unquote nice way to deal with this. Probably, but there's potentially the error to be, or the possibility to be worse for error messages. But that's, I know like how it's handled in the Rust compiler is that's the never type is what's given to for the bang. So they give things that jump away. And it's not technically subtyping, it just coerces implicitly. Or
yeah.
I would say maybe some people disagree.
So I'm not sure what is actually coming back as the null for this. I didn't go any further to see what was actually coming back as null. So I feel like you have a belief that you know what the null is. Yes,
is that I thought you. I thought what you said was that the p type is null. You said at some point we get back null for the type.
Yep.
Which will cause is type check error p type to fail.
Yep, but I do not know which particular thing that it did as a sibling, which is returning, which is giving back the null for the p type. I ran out of time before I got to that. I just know that one of the things that is a sibling comes back as null. And I don't know if that's fully intentioned that it is, or if it's a bug.
Just looking through the code for return, see if it has like a, there's no set type that happens when we handle a return. It's interesting.
Like I would, I mean, for a so I would expect that So I mean, the return type for this for A overall is none, right? I mean, it's none.
Let me go back to looking at the example. You said for A overall.
It's none.
It's none because of the break.
It's none because of the break none. and because of the return. Return with nothing else should be return none.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I don't know what for this when it's examining is coming back as a null, but I think we should be getting probably based on this example, we should probably be getting a none instead of a null, but I don't know if we handle that somewhere else at some point or what. I didn't have a chance to look more fully at it at this point in time.
I think what we probably need in that loop, we go through each sibling, is to handle the case, like basically to do AST check flag jumps away.
That might be the correct thing. Again, I stopped it. Oh, it's null. I think we should know why it's null before we do a jumps away or anything else check.
I'm guessing this is in control expert / control.c. I'm just looking for this loop you're talking about. It is in line 28, I think. Or line 30. So any expression other than the last that is still literal is an error. So yeah, I think I'm just gonna okay, my mind is blanking here. If I'm in a loop in C and I want to go to the next iteration of the loop, it's continue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to paste a diff that I think may fix it, and then we can move on. One moment to paste the diff. Ooh, that's not formatted correctly. one moment. Okay. And it's still not quite correct. I need to say, tell GitHub it's a diff. Anyway, moving on to 2646, runtime seg faults when using iterators.
Yeah, this was, I don't know how I ended up on it. This was basically me saying, because your last comment was that you found a type system bug that was hiding a safety issue. So you try to figure out if it was related. And this was me 4 years later coming in and going, hey, that issue that Joe was talking about was fixed. This thing still crashes.
Okay. And you've removed the label, and off we go. We are about 40 minutes in. Anybody have any special topics they want to make sure we cover while we're here together?
This isn't that important, but I can paste a small example where having like ref and val makes things simpler to write, although it could still be improved because I found all the things that are less than desirable while doing so. Not much of a special topic, just wanted to just okay. Squeeze it in there because
cool. So this is
but it's almost exactly the use cases in this ticket of using type aliases and like things like is can make things a lot simpler when you don't reject it outright.
Yeah.
If you get back to the agenda, Joe, I just took the flag off at 22:27. That was just a bit of conversation between you and I, which adds nothing to the ticket at this point.
Okay. I'm just looking through the example you posted real quick, Jason. Wrap my head around it. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That makes sense. That does seem somewhat useful. Okay. So looking now at, sorry, you said 2646, you already took.
There's nothing. Just say there's nothing left in the agenda.
Because there's nothing left in the agenda.
Yes, because there's not. I went through the others and they were all conversations not needed, or a thing where it was like, oh, I forgot to ask Gordon if he could take this.
Okay. All right. So anything else you want to talk about while we're here together? Besides my laptop taking off like an airplane.
I can't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You know,
it's great.
I assumed it was pretty awful.
Nope.
Okay. That's great to hear. Good to know. All right.
So for the 11:18 fix, Joe, okay. I'm going to put a thing in last week in Pony, basically saying that the fix is coming, and I'm going to actually merge the fix like next Monday, the one that has the big performance impact.
Okay.
But just a little bit of heads up for folks that it's coming.
All right. Well, then thanks everyone for joining us here on the call and those listening along to the recording later. Hope you have a very merry December. See you next week. Bye.